Murder Unprompted, a Charles Parris mystery starring Bill Nighy, with a guest appearance from Leslie Phillips. I don't want to
get left behind. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
I went to Oxford, Francis. I think I can drill a hole.
You read English, not DIY.
Yeah, well, it's hardly rocket science.
Oh, I hate that cliche.
Excuse me.
It's like fit for purpose or no-brainer.
When have I ever said no-brainer?
You said rocket science. It's just a matter of time. I'll check my emails and then I'm off.
Have a nice day.
It was cold war between me and Francis. While I'd been house-sitting for my estranged wife, my landlord hiked my rent, so I told him where to shove his newly renovated loft-style rabbit hutch.
Plastic wall plug.
How was I to know Francis had plans to downsize a lifestyle and sell the old family home?
Well, that looks like a 0.5 masonry bit to me.
And to make matters worse, it looked like I was out of work again, so I could well do without being evicted.
Yeah, now... That's what I call 600 watts of German precision engineering.
Buying time, I offered my services as live-in handyman. What else can I do?
Yeah.
No-brainer.
OK, man's work. Time to put up the toothbrush holder. Whoa, this baby's got some poke. What's this bloody wall made of? Reinforced concrete? Bugger!
Charles?
Damn! Yeah.
Charles, Morris, how's it hanging?
It's not hanging at all.
On the rare occasions my agent called, he had an unerring gift for doing so at the worst possible moment.
Why has my computer gone down?
Bad time.
What have you done?
Just on the phone, Francis.
Are Mummy and Daddy having a row?
Shut up.
Don't tell me.
Not you.
Charming.
What's happened to the power?
Probably a fuse. I'll sort it out in a minute.
Oh, I must have been mad to let
you... Sounds like a domestic. Shall I call back?
What do you know about electricity?
It comes out of a hole in the wall and costs a fortune. Last year, my overheads have gone through the roof.
I need help, Morris, now.
I can fast-track you into the Priory.
Not that kind of help. I've got to rescue what's left of my broken marriage.
Ah. I'll give you the number of my lovely little lesbian.
I need an electrician.
She is an electrician.
Is the lesbianism relevant?
Presumably to her.
Never mind. Is she any good?
Everyone in the business uses her. She's the sparks to the stars. Oh, now, about the play...
I'll drop in later. Just give me the lesbian's number. Gamu.
Gamu. Gamu. Have one of Pixie's brownies with your Frappuccino.
I'm fine, thanks.
PA with an HND in catering, I've put on 5 pounds in a month. Try her flapjacks, they melt in the mouth.
No, really, I'm fine.
Well, now, everything's gone somewhat tits up work-wise.
Paula's got a hell of a nerve asking me to understudy a part I've been playing all along.
Well, it's not just you.
Alex told her to shove her job. Mm. I thought he was going to kill her.
I hear he's on the volatile side.
And he's got a gun.
What?
We were mugged one night, so he bought himself a gun.
It's a gun, Charles, not a personal alarm.
Just for self-defence.
Judo's for self-defence. You should have told the police.
Well, he's had enough problems recently. I didn't want to make things worse. Anyway, I'm here to discuss me. What are we going to do?
Well, just because Alex walked doesn't mean you have to.
You think I should do it?
To be brutally honest, can you afford not to?
This business is not just about money, Morris.
Actors can only afford to say that when they're in work.
But it sets a bad precedent for the profession.
Up to a point.
What do you mean, up to a point?
Well, strictly entre nous, I happen to know that your replacement's been a bit tired and emotional lately.
George Burkett used to train on his wild man image. But even bad boys get older. I should know.
Luckily, the scandal rags didn't get hold of it, but he's just come out of rehab.
Oh, has he? Poor George.
Schadenfreude, Charles?
Not at all.
He's in the pink at the moment, but he pushes himself too hard, filming all day, theatre at night.
Must be hell.
He's in grave danger of burning out. Naturally, I wouldn't let you understudy for the fee alone, not even a fee as good as this.
How good?
This business is not just about money, Charles. I won't insult your integrity by discussing it. But if George gets ill again and his understudy has to take over for weeks or even months on end...
Is that likely?
Oh, God forbid.
But in the event?
In the event, any agent worth his salt would expect it to be recognised in the understudy's fee.
I see what you mean. You don't happen to represent George Burkett as well, do you?
Funnily enough, I do. Once bitten, twice
sharply. Self-respect's one thing, but this was self-preservation. So I swallowed my pride and walked into the Variety Theatre, head held high.
Alex, what are you doing?
Not Lucy whisked me off to a friend's country bolt hole for a few days. It's basically a derelict hovel miles from anywhere, but she talked me into coming back to understudy.
Talking was the least of it.
Come here, you. Oh, God.
Yeah, I said I'd walk if he didn't come back.
And as her mother would kill her if she did that, I agreed. You caved in too?
Yeah, but seeing you makes me feel better about it.
And this way, I can keep an eye on my girl with an old smoothie on the scene.
She's not interested in me, are you, Liz?
I meant Michael Banks.
And I'm not interested in him either. I must get a bottle of water before we start.
She's good for you.
Yeah. It's better I earn a few quid hanging around here than sit at home getting depressed.
Yeah. With Alex's psychiatric history and the gun he'd bought for self-defense, I was inclined to agree.
Here comes the pretender to my throne.
In a cashmere jumper and grey flannels, Michael Banks, OBE, sauntered on from the wings, a vision of moneyed English restraint. Turning his twinkly smile on Alex, he shuffled over in suede German Street brogues.
Alex! Michael Banks. So glad to meet you at last. I'm a huge fan of your work.
Really?
All my sons at the Young Vic.
Oh, that's going back a few years.
Animal Farm at Chichester.
You remember that?
Made a big impression.
I was only doubling as a pig and a sheep.
You stood out. I remember saying to my then wife, that boy's going places. Well, on the quiet, I feel pretty awful about this.
Well, no need.
No, very messy, though. It's very embarrassing.
It's not your fault, Michael.
Oh, it's kind of you. They call me Mickey.
Oh.
I really just wanted to clear the air and say how much I respect you for sticking with the show.
It would be unprofessional not to.
Very magnanimous. If it's not a cheek, I'd appreciate any pointers, you know, about the character.
I'm sure you don't need advice from me.
My dear boy, you've no idea. How about a drink sometime?
After an effortless masterclass in schmoozing, Alex was putty in his hands. I would have burst into spontaneous applause if a pudgy hand hadn't poked me in the arm.
You Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Morris described you.
Oh. On telly, George Burkitt played arrogant, obnoxious sociopaths.
Crap play, this.
In other words, sympathetic versions of himself.
God knows why I let him persuade me into playing second fiddle to Mickey Banks. He gets all the best lines. Basically, it's a stooge role.
It may have been a stooge role to Burkitt, but it had been my stooge role.
Now, who do I have to screw round here to get a cup of tea?
I wonder where Alex got that gun. Alex and Lucy asked me to join them for a veggie lunch, but I couldn't face all that kissing and couscous, so I nipped into a greasy spoon for an all-day triple bypass special.
Did you want an extra egg with that?
No, I'm fine with just the three, thanks.
Mind if I join you, Charles?
Oh. Our playwright, Mal Benson, sat hunched over a cup of tea with the jovial bonhomie of a mortician with hemorrhoids.
Rehearsal's going well.
Mickey's too mannered. Not like you.
I can't really comment.
See, nobody knows who you are, which is perfect. But Mickey's fame brings too much baggage. When you played Inner Failure and Hopelessness, I believed it.
Right.
That's the problem with the crass, star-driven, bottom-line ethos of the commercial theatre, which effectively excludes the poor and disenfranchised.
Even the bourgeoisie are entitled to a good night out.
Well, theatre doesn't exist to make people feel good about themselves. Not my kind of theatre.
True.
It's like I always tell the kids, radicalism begins with a capital B.
Sorry?
Beckett, Brecht, Barker, Brenton, Barnes, Burkhoff.
Benson.
Oh yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Like hell.
My mission is to challenge middle class preconceptions and shake them out of their apathetic lethargy.
Listening to Mal was like waking up in the middle of Newsnight Review with scalding coffee in my crotch. Only not as much fun.
So if 77's a hit, you'll carry on as a youth worker.
I really haven't thought that far ahead.
He lied.
I mean, it's not what I give the kids, yeah? It's what the kids give back to me. Anyway, we'll see how things pan out now I've got representation.
Who's the lucky agent?
Paula says agents are useless parasites.
She may have a point.
I've got personal management.
And who's that?
Paula.
But she's your producer.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a conflict of interest?
This silenced Mal and gave me time to mop up the saturated fats which had been congealing on my plate.
77!
77.
77!
The Silver Jubilee.
Chaplin dies.
Elvis dies.
Long live the Queen.
Long live the King.
Long live the Little Tramp.
Long live rock and roll.
To start with, it was weird watching other actors
England,
say our lines.
My England.
But as I watched the play objectively,
this
I felt oddly
Isle
relieved.
Held to ransom by trades union.
I was off the hook.
Ravaged by socialism.
I didn't have to make it work anymore.
Your manicured lawns scorched by vulgar, un-British summers. Gone the deference, gone the gentility, lost forever the doffing of caps as the funeral corsage passes.
Cortège!
Sorry.
A funeral cortège!
What did I say?
Corsage.
Did I?
You've said it every time.
Have I? Terribly sorry, gang.
Now, call me old-fashioned, but I find it helps if you know the lines before you come to rehearsals.
Yes, absolutely, George. Yeah. I'll get it right this time. Gone the deference, gone the gentility, lost forever the doffing of caps as the funeral corsage...
Cortège
passes. Lord, forgive us the sin of... the sin of... sorry. Lion.
Lord, forgive us the sin of patriotism.
Give me strength.
Sorry, all. I will get there.
Excuse me. Is Mickey Banks still here?
I'm not sure. I could try to find out. Is he expecting you?
Don't worry. I'm not a stalker, and I don't want his autograph.
No, I didn't. I mean, you don't look...
I'm Georgina, Mickey's wife.
Oh, right, sorry. 30 going on 18, Georgina Banks was well aware of her allure and exuded a powerful sexual confidence. Not my type, as a rule. Then again, rules are made to be broken. I didn't know he was married.
Mickey's always married to someone. It just happens to be my turn.
I'm Charles, by the way.
Hello. Charles, by the way.
Fight the pheromones, Charles. Fight the pheromones.
Have you put on weight, Charles?
No.
Well, the buttons burst off the waistband of your Act One suit.
It didn't burst off, it fell off.
If you say so. Hi, I'm Valerie.
Oh, this is Georgina, Mickey's wife.
Pleased to meet you. Hello.
Val's our formidable wardrobe mistress.
Head of wardrobe. I'm nobody's mistress.
Right.
Have you seen Lucy around?
She was on stage talking to Mickey.
Oh, dear. There's my husband charming young actresses again. You'd better rescue her.
Well, at least she's not draped around Alex for once. Nice to meet you. Go easy on the carbs, big boy.
I haven't put on weight. I haven't put on weight.
You look in pretty good shape to me.
Really?
Bet you work out.
Well, not as such.
What's your secret?
Fluid intake. I drink more than I eat.
And I bet you squeeze your own juice.
It has been known.
Hello, darling.
Uh-huh.
Has Charles been entertaining you?
She's been entertaining me.
Just rehearsing. I've got the car outside if you want to lift home.
As it happens, I booked the Caprice.
Oh, good. I'm starving. Nice to meet you, Charles. Mm.
See you tomorrow, old boy.
Yeah. The amazing thing about marriage, even a broken marriage like mine, is that a couple develop a sort of telepathy. One syllable speaks volumes. Frances only has to call my name, and I know exactly where I stand.
And a mother who neglected her was a million.
Charles?
See what I mean?
Well, this is all very cosy. What are you listening to? Beethoven?
Oh. Britain.
Britain, of course, yes.
Don't tell me. Lark Ascending.
That's Vaughan Williams.
Harry Potter.
John Williams.
Used to be married to Sue Cook off the telly.
Different John Williams.
Always confuse those Williams boys.
And round the horn was Kenneth Williams.
Yes, thank you, Frances.
Play to your strengths, stick to the stones.
Well, at least the electricity's back on.
Yes, I had a surprise visit from a tiny elfin girl.
The lesbian electrician.
We didn't get around to sexual orientation.
Give it time.
She turned up unexpectedly as I was getting out of a cold shower, dripping wet at whatever twisted scenes playing inside your head. Get it out now.
How do you do that?
Reading your tragically predictable mind is my superpower.
Frances was scary when she was in these moods. Scary, but
strangely arousing.
I forgot to tell you I booked her.
Yes, you did.
But she knew her onions, electrically speaking.
Oh, yes. She says she's used to clearing up after men who overreach themselves and run amok with power tools.
Hardly a mock.
There is one more favour I need to ask.
You want me to build a conservatory? Well, I've got a loft conversion in Kentish Town, but I'll see what I can do.
I just need you to show some people around the house on Sunday.
You don't hang about.
Got to be on the market to be in the market.
You've been talking to Miles again.
You've given me a few pointers.
Will I know if you sell up, or will I just get home one night and find my stuff bagged and tagged in the front garden?
You'll be kept in the loop.
When did you start saying, in the loop?
When you started saying, it's not rocket science. You don't mind, do you, showing people around?
Anything for you, darling. I'm going to hit the sack.
Take this with you.
What is it?
Your electrician's bill. It'll make good bedtime reading.
How much? I'm gonna bloody kill Morris.
Any chance you could chant a little quieter, only I've got a headache the size of China.
I need to zone out.
What about my zone?
I'm sensing a lot of negative energy in here.
No kidding.
Look, seriously, Charles, there's a tangible feeling of karmic disturbance, like something malignant in the air.
I had an iffy kebab for lunch. Oh,
mock if you like. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio.
If there are bad vibes, it's because the play's under-rehearsed and Mickey can't remember his lines.
Yeah, but this theatre's got a terrible reputation for killing shows.
Only terrible shows.
Did you know there was a debtor's prison here about 100 years ago?
How appropriate.
And before that, there was a gibbet. And in the 1660s, it was the site of a plague pit.
There are places like that all over London. It doesn't mean they're cursed.
I didn't say the theatre was cursed, just built on a hotspot of negative energy. Oh, Lucy!
Hiya, babe.
Oh, come here.
Don't mind me, you two carry on. I'll just sit here scratching my hotspot of negative energy.
I know you're going to hate me, Alex, but I've promised to do a line run with Mickey.
Tonight?
He wants to be off the book by tomorrow, so I said I'd go over to his place.
And that's okay with Mummy?
Huh?
She doesn't mind you being alone with an older man? Oh, of course not. No, no, no. Mickey's a celebrity.
What's that mean?
And he's loaded.
Shut up, Alex.
If it's good for your career, Val wouldn't mind you knocking off a 90-year-old on a ventilator. I said this building channels dark forces.
Either that or you just behaved like an arse.
If I'd known you were the future I was fighting for, I'd have turned a gun on myself there and then.
Then and there!
Sorry.
We get the future we deserve.
Don't lecture me.
Don't preach to me.
Sorry.
We reap the crops we sow.
Look at him eyeing me up, dirty old man.
Sorry, I've completely lost my place.
Too much Chateau de Cam at the Caprice last night, Mickey.
That's it, George.
Ah, good for you, mate. Who needs to learn lines? It's not like we open in under a week. Oh, actually, it is.
Thank you, George.
Yeah, well, really.
Guys, okay, we've got the message.
We staggered on, Mickey stumbling through lines Alex could say backwards, George sighing, and Mal quietly fuming as the leading man ruined his precious text.
Is it me?
Well, it's not me. Sure as hell ain't Lucy.
So sorry, all. If I could just have a look at the script. Only there are so many cuts.
It's no wonder Mickey's having trouble. The play's been cut to ribbons.
I've learnt it.
I told you we'd have to cut for time.
Time?
You're not at the fringe now, Mal. You're playing with the big boys who play by their rules.
Why don't you just put the script through a shredder?
Bob Lusk comes invested a lot of money in this show.
Knows his stuff, does Bob.
If he says cut, we cut.
The great godhead, Bob Lusk.
When you've had half as many West End hits as he's had, then
drives
you...
Drives a Bentley Continental.
If I'd have known you wanted a piece of fractious fluff to entertain coachloads of middle-brown Americans...
And this is showbiz, not Mensa. I don't care what IQ they've got as long as they buy a ticket.
Fair point.
I wasn't going to mention this, but Luscombe was in yesterday and he's threatening to pull out if we're not fit for purpose by close of business today.
Mm.
Right, now listen up, team. I want blue sky thinking
on
this.
We're not a team.
Oh, please be quiet, Mal. I'm not interested in problems, I'm interested in solutions and I need to resolve this one fast. Bottom line, you're with me or you're against me.
Oh, I thought theatre was democratic, but this is a one-woman dictatorship.
I've asked you once, I'm not going to ask you again.
Don't threaten me, Paula.
Shut up and get out.
What?
Leave the building.
But...
Now...
I wrote this
Take
play.
It up with your agent.
Mal suddenly realised the disadvantage of being represented by his own producer.
Right. I think I've got it. Shall we go from the top of the scene?
But he hadn't got it. And we all knew he wasn't going to get it by the first night or any night after that. It's not rocket science. You know the part. You should go on till Mickey's learnt it.
Yeah, well, Luscombe's not going to let a nobody open a West End run.
Better a nobody than lose his money.
Thanks, Charles.
Well, I didn't mean,
forget
you know...
Forget it. 2 years rehab and psychotherapy helped me accept exactly who I am. Green tea?
No, I'll stick to amber scotch.
You got a minute, Alex?
I'm sorry, Luce. I shouldn't have flown off the handle about your mum.
It's not that, but I really need to...
Alex, we need to talk.
I'll catch you later.
Shall I leave?
You're okay, Charles. So Mickey's agreed there's no way he'll be ready, which means we have to move on, and I need you to step up to the plate, Alex.
Really? Well, that's great. You can rely on me. I won't let you down.
You're a star.
Well, not yet, but if the show's a hit, you know, who knows? Look, obviously I'm sorry for Mickey, but, you know, he can't go on like this.
Whoa. Okay, press pause and rewind. I don't think I've explained myself properly. Banks may have the memory of a fish, but he's still box office gold. He's got to go on.
Then...
I need you to be his audio assistant.
His what?
We're fitting him with a tiny digital earpiece, so when he drives, he'll be able to hear you.
Sorry, you want me to be his prompt?
Oh, God, no. Anyone can prompt. No, essentially, you'll be playing the part, just...
Not on the stage.
You're the man, Alex.
So I'll deliver the lines and he'll just repeat them.
In a sense.
Oh, is there another sense I'm missing?
I hear what you're saying. It's not ideal, but Luscombe's twisting my string, so it's crunch time. This is your moment, Alex. We're counting on you.
I held my breath waiting for Alex to hit the roof, but he took the news with almost transcendental calmness.
I suppose it's better than sitting here night after night doing the Guardian quick.
Very philosophical of you.
And I'm not letting Paula or Mickey or Mal or Val or this show set me back.
Good for you.
I am a good actor.
Yes, you are.
I am a team player.
Absolutely.
I can do this thing.
Damn right. I just hoped he believed it. I was almost envious that Alex was going to flex his acting muscles, so decided to do the same when it was time for me to show prospective buyers round the house.
Mr. Paris?
Yes. Have you come about the house?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that your car?
Yeah.
You might not want to leave it there.
Am I in someone's space?
No. I'm sure it's okay. Providing it's got an alarm. Mr. and Mrs. Clark, yes?
That's right.
Praise be. Well, come in. We're just about to have a prayer meeting, but you'd be more than welcome to join us. Smell? What smell?
If I'd known you were the future I was fighting for, I'd have turned a gun on myself then and there.
If I'd known you were the future I was fighting for...
I was sitting at the back of the stalls for the dress rehearsal when a rustle of silk and a waft of scent announced the arrival of Georgina Banks.
How's it going?
Slowly.
Mickey's still managing to charm Lucy.
Well, he charms us all.
That's what he does best. You can get away with murder if you're charming enough. But you can have too much of it. Like caviar and chocolate truffles.
I'll take your word for that.
I could do with a drink.
Who do you think you are calling me scorny?
I've got some scotch in my dressing room.
Your bowling green and unpleasant land.
Cheers.
Cheers. Where did you and Mickey meet?
At one of Tom Hanks' parties.
Oh. You're in the business too?
Past tense. I was an AMW. Actress, model, whatever.
I'm sure you're being over-modest.
And I'm sure you're another English charm.
Not in Mickey's league.
I don't know. A touch of Bond Street and you'd brush up just fine.
I haven't got a Bond Street wallet.
I have.
She made me feel like an ageing gigolo in a Tennessee Williams play. Will you be at the show?
I've already bought the outfit.
Something exquisite and understated.
I see you've got the measure of me.
I'm very observant.
I'll have to be careful around you.
Well, I'm harmless enough.
We'll see about that. Thanks for the drink.
I felt like a baby bird being teased by a kitten. I'd just better watch out for the claws.
I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. I got a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me.
God's name is that?
My signature dish. I call it a tortilla and chili bean melt surprise.
What's the surprise?
The newsagent didn't have tortillas, so I made it with crisps. Want some?
I'd rather stay on speaking terms with my stomach.
You're missing a culinary treat.
I just had the estate agent on the phone.
Yeah.
They're mystified that no one's made an offer on the house.
Yeah. Probably a buyer's market at the moment.
You wouldn't be trying to sabotage my move, would you?
Frankly, I'm insulted you'd even think such a thing. You put me right off my Brit-Mex fusion cuisine.
It was a close call, but it looked like I'd got away with it. For the time being. Opening night finally arrived with all the attendant card and present giving.
There you are, Alex.
Valerie, a card for me?
Oh, I could hardly leave you out.
Very thoughtful. A pig.
It's your Chinese birth sign. And there's a little something for you, Charles.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Val. I really wasn't expecting briefs.
They're more flattering than those baggy old things you insist on wearing. I bought large.
Brief and large at the same time. That's very... I'll save them for best.
Right. Better track down Lucy and Michael before the half. Ciao!
Oh, God, they've got lycra. She's given me clingy briefs. I'm sorry, but that's out of order.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your half-hour call.
Right. 77.
77.
After a shaky start, the first half of the play went surprisingly well. Maybe it was adrenaline, but Mickey seemed to have hit his stride. And at times, I almost forgot Alex was sitting in the wings, quietly acting his heart out into a microphone.
Look at him eyeing me up, dirty old man.
Believe me, young lady, I'm not the slightest bit. Holy shite! Put it down! Please! Put it down!
For a moment, the audience thought they were watching a surprise plot twist. Then, stunned and splattered with Michael's blood, Lucy broke the silence.
Say someone, drop the bloody tapes!
As I ran onto the stage, Alex nearly knocked me flying. I assumed he was going to call an ambulance, but you didn't have to be a paramedic to see that Mickey Banks was dead.
In Murder Unprompted by Simon Brett, Charles Parris is played by Bill Nye, Michael Banks by Leslie Phillips, Francis by Suzanne Burden, Alex by Danny Webb, Morris by John Glover, Georgina Banks by Miranda Colchester, Lucy by Jemima Roper, Val by Liza Sadevi, Paula by Rachel Bavage, Mal by Nitin Ganatra, and George Burkitt by Simon Treves. Murder Unprompted is dramatised by Jeremy Front and directed by Sally Evans.